Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren is here now with sport. Rory McIlroy won't be a happy man this morning. Did you stay up and watch it?
I did, Keane, and I'm absolutely shattered now.
Was it worth it?
Do you know, it would have been worth it if he'd won it, but it was actually pretty hard to watch. He kind of, I don't want to be too harsh on him because I think he played some amazing golf throughout the week, but he did implode on that closing stretch of holes.
That was it.
Yeah, Bryson DeChambeau winning it by a shot, winning that US Open, and Rory right in the mix until the very end. Three bogeys on the final four holes proved costly, and he was absolutely, his putting was outstanding. Like, he was raking in these long putts all yesterday, and then he missed two handy ones.
That's
we would have said they were handy for him, especially the last one. I would have hoped to have gotten the last one myself, Keane. It was that, you know, looked that straightforward. But look, that's what pressure does. DeChambeau winning the title. Gary Moran reports from Pinehurst.
McIlroy has put himself in good position to win a major on several occasions since he last actually did it at the PGA Championship in 2014, but there has never been a defeat as crushing as this. It's hard to imagine that there ever will be again. As his protege Tom McKibben opined, having played in the breeziest conditions this week on Saturday morning on a course specifically set up to tax the very best players in the world, most people have no idea just how hard it is. But every golfer knows what it's like to hole a 2.5 foot putt or to miss one, although McIlroy hadn't missed anything under 3 feet this year and had made 49 out of 49 from inside 5 feet this week with three holes remaining. And earlier in the round, his putter had put him on the cusp of finally claiming major number five. He holed a 20-footer for a birdie on the first, and in a run of five holes starting at the ninth, he made four more birdies, holing putts from 14, 26, 22 and 5 feet. That put him 4 under for the round, 8 under for the tournament, and 2 shots clear of the only realistic challenger at that point, the third round leader Bryson DeChambeau, who was in the group behind. It put McIlroy in control, or so it seemed, and then it all unravelled. He flew long over the back of the par 3 15th. From a poor lie, a 4 was reasonable, and DeChambeau, who had birdied 13, also erred with the 3-putt, so McIlroy was still 1 ahead until, jarringly, he missed from 2.5 feet on the 16th, lipping out on the left edge. DeChambeau parred, they were level. They both parred 17, and then, on the 18th, another classy chip by McIlroy left him under 4 feet for par, but he underborrowed and missed on the right. A par would now give DeChambeau victory, and from 55 yards out in a bunker, one of the toughest shots in golf, he wedged it to 4 feet and holed out with his rival watching on from the recorder's office. Crestfallen, McIlroy was off the premises within minutes as DeChambeau Mark II, the affable fan favourite, not the churlish boor, claimed his National Open for the second time.
Yeah, there you go. Disappointment for Rory McIlroy in Gaelic Games. We had a pretty dramatic final day in the group stages of the All-Ireland Series. Armagh claimed top spot in Group 1, draw with Galway. Dublin top Group 2 after finishing level with Mayo. Kerry top Group 4. They got the better of Louth. The Louth men secured second place. Monaghan overcame Meath, so they qualify for the preliminary quarterfinals. We'll have that draw coming up this morning here on Morning Ireland, just after the news at 8:30. We'll have Galway, Mayo, Tyrone and Louth. They finished second of their group, so they'll have home advantage and they'll be up against the third place teams. Derry, Roscommon, Cork and Monaghan. Jarlath Burns will be joining us for that draw a little bit later on. The clash between Mayo and Dublin was the game of the day, and Mayo almost pulled off a famous win. Kevin McStay, their manager, has been speaking with Liam Ahern.
We were setting a bit of pace in it, and we all felt it would be a tight finish and stay in the game as long as we could, and we got our noses in front and thought we had it and then cruelly snatched. But this is life at this level.
And does that give you huge belief now for the remainder of the championship?
We've great belief in the group. Like, coming in here, we were coming in to win. Like, I hope that didn't look like a team that was playing for second out there, and people suggesting, you know, we'd put out a B team and you know, take our rightful place in a prelim. We saw the quarterfinal as a very achievable goal for us against a smashing team, of course. And we nearly pulled it off.
Almost. In the Thalchin Cup, Laois claimed the final semi-final place with a win against Kildare. Glenn Ryan stepped down as the Kildare manager after that. So the semi-final lineup will see Laois face Antrim and Down meet Sligo. The Thalchin Cup semi-finals will go ahead next Sunday as planned. There was some speculation and some discussion around switching the Saturday and Sunday fixtures. So the hurling would be played on Sunday and the Tailteann Cup semi-finals will go to Saturday. There was a meeting last night of the Central Council and the delegates voted in favour of a switch, but it didn't get a 60% majority. That wasn't reached, so they will not be making any changes to the master fixture list there. England made a winning start to the European Championships. 1-0 win victory against Serbia. Jude Bellingham with the goal. They have big hopes in Germany, but they know they'll have to improve on last night. Their manager is Gareth Southgate.
We had to suffer a bit, which I think is really good for us, you know, to come through and defend our box the way we did under pressure is important for the group. We obviously had good chances to extend the lead and to kill the game, which we didn't manage to take. So I was really pleased with a lot of the play, especially the first half. I thought we used the ball really well. Second half, we didn't keep it quite as well as we need to. But to get the win and the start that we have is really important. I'm confident we'll score goals. We, you know, playing against the back five, it's not easy to create chances, but we did. And you know, in the end, one was enough. And as I said, I like the fact that we had to suffer a bit without the ball, because I think that's an area of the game we've worked on a lot this week, and we were obviously so much better than we were last week with doing that.
And elsewhere, the Netherlands beat Poland 2-1. Denmark and Slovenia finished 1-1. The Irish men's cricket team finally were beaten by Pakistan by 3 wickets in their final game in the T20 World Cup.
All right, Darren, thank you very much. More from you, including the GAA draw that's coming up after 8:30.